and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And do you ever have a hard time coming up with meaningful, appropriate activities to do on Sunday? Well, we're told in the Ten Commandments from the Lord that we need to honor that day and keep it holy. But how can we do that in our modern world with all the distractions, responsibilities, and busy schedules that we have? I've found that Sunday is such a nice reminder to unplug and reconnect with the people that matter most to you, and my husband and I really try to limit our social media usage on Sunday, and that helps us strengthen our relationship a lot. But I'll admit, sometimes it is hard to find fun activities that you can occupy your time with on that day. Well, Michelle Torsak is a messaging director for the LDS Church, and she is heading up a new campaign called Share Your Sabbath, where people all around the world will share ideas of how to keep Sunday holy. And she's here with us to discuss it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah. So why do you think a campaign like this was needed right now?
Well, last April, church leaders began really emphasizing the importance of the Sabbath. And the whole point was they felt this urgency that members need to strengthen their faith. And the best way to do that is on Sunday. We have one whole day to really focus on strengthening our faith. And over the past 12 months, members have really just responded to this call. And we're seeing all of these little bits of things out on social media. And we just decided, let's invite people to share. And so that we here at the church can then amplify that back out and hopefully inspire members around the world.
If someone says, oh gosh, I have three little kids running around that can't understand, grasp the concept of a Sabbath day, here's an activity idea for them. I think that's going to be so useful.
Absolutely.
So how can people participate in the campaign?
Okay, well, there's two ways to participate. The first is if you have something that's just short and sweet and feels very social, then we would invite you to just share it on your social accounts using the hashtag HisDay. His as in the Savior, so H-I-S-D-A-Y. If you have something longer, so maybe you've written a blog post or, for example, there's a youth group in Sandy that created a YouTube video to Saturday is a special day. We want to hear about that, but you're not going to share it on social. So send us an email. Okay. And the email address is hisday@ldschurch.org. So depending on what it is, there's a couple of ways to share.
That's awesome. It's a really nice way to get a lot of people who have different strengths in content production and conception that they can still participate in a lot of different ways.
Yes, because there's members who are already doing this. They've already created things. They've written that great blog post. And now we just want to know about it. So this is kind of a flag us so that we can see it and that we can then share it and amplify it from the church's channels.
That's great. So how, in working on this campaign about the Sabbath, how has your testimony been strengthened of the importance of keeping the Sabbath day holy?
Well, growing up, I remember thinking that Sunday was just this like, oh no, it's not Sunday again. It just was a day that I dreaded because it seemed like a day of don'ts, of all the things that we don't do. And as I've had a chance to work on this campaign, and we'll just, you know, just getting older in general, as you gain more life experience, what I've really learned is that Sunday is about, it's about a day of opportunity. That, you know, all of my good intentions throughout the week, more focused scripture study or writing in my journal or visiting sister so-and-so, oftentimes I just, as much as I want to, I can't get to them. And the Sabbath is really the day that's set aside for that. And so I don't have to feel as bad, because that's really what it's for. And so I've just learned, I think, that I have a greater testimony of really the benefit of what the Sabbath is, and that it's this great day for growing and for, it's a day of opportunity.
And I completely agree with you. You start thinking about all the things you can do, all the things you now have time to do that, like you mentioned, they're good things, but sometimes it just doesn't fit in with your week, your Monday through Friday schedule.
Right.
So Sunday's a perfect time to do that. And, you know, I think the LDS Church is one of the few churches left that really emphasizes this importance of keeping the Sabbath day holy. How do you think people who aren't members of our faith can benefit from this call to action?
Well, so the interesting thing is when we first kind of started talking about Sabbath day, we did some research. And so we went to a farmer's market in Salt Lake City, Utah, and we just asked people, we asked the question, what would your perfect day look like? And it was so interesting, regardless of religious affiliation or life circumstances, everybody virtually had the same answer. And they said the perfect day would be a day to unplug, a day to simplify, a day to focus on what matters most. And they may not have used, you know, those exact words, but that's essentially what they were getting at. And you realize all of us need that. It really doesn't matter. And the thing I think that we forget is really that God, he gave us that day. So I think it's a universal kind of need.
Mm-hmm. Especially as things get more polarizing.
Yes.
In the news, in politics, in the media, and different things. It's important to have the sort of beacon of light and said, this is a good thing to do. This is a good way to reconnect with your family and remind yourself of what's really important.
Yes. I like how you said that you and your husband try and limit your social media use. I think even just, yeah, there's so much noise in our lives, and just turning some of that down for a single day is nice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what do you hope, I guess, LDS members, what do you hope people participating in the campaign will gain from it?
Well, this initial kind of first 6 weeks is really an invitation for people to share. The real gain will come after that. From June, really, through the end of the year, that's when we're going to be taking the ideas and the stories and the tips and the traditions and the activities that people share with us. And we're going to be repackaging them, or sometimes just sharing them in their raw form. And that's when the real gain comes, because that's then when we have an opportunity really to encourage and inspire each other. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I mean, just even hearing your story about how you tried to spend your Sabbath, that's what we're trying to do, is just, oh, there's something that I hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
When we see what other people are doing, I think it motivates us, and it strengthens our own testimony. So that's really where the gain will come in, is really, you know, down the road as we start sharing your ideas back out to the world.
Awesome. Well, so again, between now and May 31st, you can share your pictures, your videos, your stories and activity ideas of what to do on Sunday using the hashtag HisDay on social media. And then stay tuned from June until the end of the year for new ways those ideas are being presented to you and new ways you can use them in your life. So for other ideas on how LDS YSAs around the country are keeping the Sabbath day holy, you can visit Mormon Channel Daily and our series called Keeping the Sabbath Day Holy, and that's available on mormonchannel.org, as well as visiting lds.org to listen to how different members of church leadership keep the Sabbath day holy with their families. We want to thank Michelle for being here with us today and sharing your insights.
Thank you for having me.
And our quote of the day comes from Elder Marcos Idukaitis, an LDS leader in the Quorum of the 70. And he said, "I testify that joy and blessings come from worshiping God on his holy day, including blessings we cannot see now. We chose to keep this commandment, and we taught our children that they should keep it as well. Soon they understood that it was more important to worship God on his holy day than to please family and friends or to satisfy their own desires. We would enjoy the peace and joy the Lord has promised to those who keep his commandments. We came to learn that this feeling of peace and joy does not come from the world." Thank you so much for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.